We currently have 9 area scouts who are located in various parts of the country. They each have a region of the country that they comb through and really try to find which prospects would be most helpful to our team.
Being a scout is not a glamorous position. First and foremost, you have to love the game. You really have to love football. The whole objective is to try to gather as much information as you possibly can on the potential prospects.
As this whole process unfolds, whether it's a coaching evaluation, whether it's a scout evaluation, whether you're bringing in an analytical perspective, a psychological, a health standpoint, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that helps us kind of identify which players we feel could be most helpful to our team.
Every year this process starts almost a year in advance with regards to the players that we're looking at. One day, your day may just start on average at, 6 in the morning, I'm at the school between 7 and 7:30. You're at the school between 7:30 and maybe noon watching film and interviewing people. 3 o'clock, there may be a practice. You go out to the practice, you watch the practice. You come back in, you watch more film. Okay, now you need to drive to your next school location, which may be anywhere between 50 to 150 miles away. So you have to love the process. You have to love the grind of that. You have to enjoy watching 4 to 6 different tapes on just one player to get a feel for who that guy is. You have to have a keen sense of just body language and reading people and being able to interact with people. I never thought that I would write for a living, but that's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm like the Cisco and Ebert of football, basically, if you will. Like, I watch a lot of film and I write about it and I tell somebody what I thought about it. The main objective, because you can watch film anytime, is to try to have conversations and touch hands with as many people that touch that player on a daily basis. So you're gonna try to talk to the equipment manager, the strength and conditioning coach, security, positional coach, head coach if that's possible. But I just wanna try to figure out who the essence of that person is, and the best way to do that is to talk to people that will be honest about the player. Does this player fit into the culture that Sashi and Coach Jackson are trying to build here? And if he doesn't fit into that culture, into that profile, then we really don't want them.
So tomorrow the college scouts start coming in. So all 8 guys or so will come in. And there will be a lot of hours spent in the draft room. At least 10 hours a day will be in there discussing roughly 250 plus players as thoroughly as possible.
This 2 weeks right here is really trying to connect the dots and really align the players up as to how we would value them according to the profiles and the team makeup that Sashi and Coach Jackson have put into place. Meaning, what brand of football do we want to play, and does this player A match the type of skill set, physicality, and brand of football that we want to build here in Cleveland?
All the work that each scout has put in throughout the fall and visiting all these schools, talking to all these people, watching all the film, this is their time to, you've done all the work, now let's talk about it.
We bring up a player at a certain position, whether it be, let's just say, defensive line, and that player's name is up there. We get the background on that player, where he's from. All the things that we talked about earlier with regards to gathering information on that player and who he is, his personal character.
Pat Elflein, Ohio State. Colton?
This guy is a Pickerington, Ohio native, comes from a great two-parent family, has a blue-collar background. So he redshirted his first season at Ohio State and then grew into a starting role. He's been a starter for 2 years at the guard position, and then in 2016 he did slide over to the center spot. He was nominated as a 2-time award winner in their spring workouts. This guy goes 100 miles an hour and then asks questions later. Just tough, passionate, and a consistent guy for them.
Not just one person will have seen one player. Multiple people will have seen each player that we discuss. Not everyone will always be in agreement, but there'll be some good conversation.
This kid's like a 5-star individual. You know, he may be in stature, not ideal measurement-wise, but he thinks he's the biggest and baddest dude when he steps on the field. So, I mean, he's a high intangibles, great kid, 5 across the board.
All right. Thoughts from those who haven't seen him?
Obviously a rugged player, good athletic ability, agile. Not the biggest guy, but he's played multiple positions. Good football player. Obviously the intangibles help, but has a chance to be a good player in this league.
the combine will be a quick turnaround for us because we'll be in meetings and draft meetings for the next 2 weeks. And so we'll have a couple days after draft meetings to kind of regroup and then get out to Indianapolis for the combine.
The combine is just another piece of information for us. We do have a chance to reshape our roster.
It's about getting the right guys in front of their position coaches, in front of their coordinators, because the staff has a chance to interact with players who may be potential Browns.
Last year obviously wasn't the results we had hoped for, but we were able to really solidify a couple things that were critically important for us. One is hiring Hugh.
This is a pivotal time in Cleveland Browns history because we do have an opportunity to impact our organization, our team, in a way that maybe they haven't had. And it comes down to making the right decisions, and I think we will.
The combine is interesting because you're trying to get all this different types of information on the player. You're trying to get his measurables. How big, how fast, some strength measurables. You watch him do skills.
Head and eyes around and burst just like that.
The combine is just another piece of information for us. We do have a chance to reshape our roster, and we need to improve. And so here is another opportunity to get our team better. It's just, again, another part of the evaluation process for us. It will factor in to making the best decision at the end as what's right for the Cleveland Browns.
It's about getting the right guys in front of their position coaches, in front of their coordinators, because the staff has a chance to interact with players who may be potential Browns.
Getting a chance to actually interact with the players, though, I think is probably, at least for me, the most interesting. We get to watch them on film, you know, all year long. So you get a sense of what they can do on the field. But to actually get to meet them, sit down with them, really try to understand what makes them tick, that to me is probably the most fun or the most engaging part of the whole process.
This is the first time in my career I've come to the combine knowing exactly who every last one of these guys are. And that's a credit to Andrew Berry and Sashi and Paul. Of creating an environment to where we wanted to know these guys better because I think we truly all understand how important this offseason will be for us.
Obviously, the first thing we need to understand is how successful this guy's talent is going to allow him to be in our system and in this league. But we really want to understand how passionate a guy plays, how passionate he is about football, how he's going to deal with adversity and understand the person and be able to project that into what a career is going to look like. It's a great opportunity, again, to get another touch on these guys. These are important decisions for us, and we want to make sure we get them right.
Our coaches are heavily involved with our scouts. You know, we kind of do this all together. It is truly a collaborative effort. We've sat there and watched and talked about every player that's here at the Combine. We watch tape of every player that's here at the Combine.
And so it just makes things operate, you know, that much more smoothly, you know, that much more efficiently, and we're truly able to implement in full scale the processes that we think will help us build a championship roster.
This year we've had months to prepare, you know, for all these things, and I think we all feel in a much better place, you know, now than we did a year ago. We feel great even about what we did a year ago, but we're really excited now what we can do, you know, with a full year of preparation under our belts.
Our executive staff, along with myself and the coaching staff and our scouting department, they've done a great job of preparing and getting ready.
At this point, the scouts are a little bit farther in the evaluation process because they've been working on this draft class for perhaps the past 10 months.
It's one of the best off seasons that I've seen, you know, as far as getting the information, trying to understand the player, understanding where they fit, how can we use them, how can they make an impact for the Cleveland Browns.
So we're here on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium where we have all the field drills for each of the different position groups at the combine. We'll start with the 40-yard dash.
This is still sort of the meat and potatoes of what the fans want to see. They want to know how fast is someone. I think what's interesting, what always struck me, is that there's 32 different teams all timing. And that's sort of an interesting element that each scout, each team will represent, they'll have an official, you know, official time.
His height and weight are similar to Jadeveon Clowney. Look at that.
Oh, my word.
Hello, Cleveland.
Speed is important in the NFL. 40-yard dash time is going to be a lot more significant for a cornerback than maybe your offensive guard. It's the 10-yard splits, the 20-yard splits that also have meaningful predictive power in terms of how we'll think about an individual prospect. The short shuttle, it's the what I would say probably the primary event that's used as a proxy for change of direction ability for a prospect.
Being able to follow directions, being able to perform in a pressure situation goes a far, you know, that's a lot of times is what we're watching almost more than the time. It's just fun to see the different makeups and the players that a lot of their personality will show when they're prepping. So you're actually watching the players ahead of time, seeing who's nervous, who's relaxed, who's loose, who's prepared. And I think those are sort of over the years, you can see sort of some of the personalities show up in the run itself.
The other primary agility drill is called the three-cone or L drill. From a scouting perspective, usually we're a little bit more interested in how it looks as opposed to the individual time. You're looking for a level of explosiveness and quickness at the beginning of the drill, and then when they run the actual figure eight, you're looking for, smoothness or efficiency in movement. So the aesthetics of the drill is a little bit more important than time from our perspective.
For those that don't know, the vertex or the vertical jump is the your reach. So we want you standing there, reaching as high as you possibly can, and we take that measurement. And then we ask the prospects to stand in a just with 2 feet planted on the ground. And now jump up as high as you can. So obviously, if your reach is lower and you jump it higher, now you'll have a larger number. In the area where the vertical jump also is the standing broad jump. As straightforward as a measurement and a test as you can have, prospects stand there and they jump.
From my perspective, the broad jump is probably one of the better events actually at the combine, which sounds a little bit strange because it's also one of the simpler events. It's just kind of a measure of raw power or explosiveness from the player's lower body. All right, we're going to take you inside to the weigh-in area, the bod pods, and the bench press area. Talk a little bit about those three events as it pertains to how we think about prospects here at the Combine. All right, let's go. All right, guys, here we are in the belly of Lucas Oil Stadium. Right now, we're right in front of the stage where we get the heights, weights, arm lengths, and hand spans of all the players that come to the Combine here in Indianapolis.
Part of the reason you have the combine is it's standardized. We have one person making that measurement for every single person. So there's not that variable of, well, this scout does it a little different. And I think that's one of the great reasons to be invited to the combine. You'll have an official record of your hand, your arm.
It's really helpful for us in the personnel department. It's nice to know if a guy's 6'1" instead of 5'11" or if he's, 5'8" instead of 5'10". When the players enter the bod pod, that essentially tells us it can essentially break apart their weight and tell us how much lean mass versus fatty mass the player has in its body.
It's a group effort. All 32 teams are a part of this composite evaluation, and this is where it sort of begins. We sort of find out who's in shape and who's not, and that's why we're here, is to find out the health of each prospect.
Here we are at the bench press. It's one of the more popular events at the combine, probably the second most popular outside of the 40-yard dash. This event, really from a personnel standpoint, is more tradition for the sake of tradition. It actually has very little impact in the overall evaluation of a prospect. So it's a little bit more bragging rights and tradition.
There you go, rock them out! Let's go!
23 reps.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Glad that you guys were able to get a little bit of a peek into our world during this combine week. We're really close to draft season, and at this point, we can really taste the end of April.
It's an exciting time to be a Cleveland Brown, I know that.
Well, I'm here in Miami to get better, to get my mind right for this season coming up. Miami, it's a beautiful place, beautiful weather, you know, good to get out there, get that sun in your system, working hard, get your blood flowing, get you sweating. Work out, bust your ass, relax. Time to get my day started. I got 10 minutes before I get to the gym. I always come down here like during the off season, like when we have days off, I'll come down here and train. So I just felt like it was a nice spot for me to train at, so I just kept on coming down here and training. So we're out working Pete Bomarito Performance. It's more technique stuff, so they watch your body, they take care of your body, they give you like this, it's like the science aspect of working out. The sun's in your face, just feel good in Miami.
About to go inside. Just a little work on
it. I'm just expecting big things out of myself. I like to set expectations high for myself. I have a mindset. I have to go out there and produce. You know, I have to give my team a chance to win games. So that's my whole mindset. We can't never go back 1-15. That's a heartbreaker. I remember I was crying one time because I done lost so many games. And I was like, I'm not used to that. I've never done this in my life. So it definitely hurt me seeing my team go like that. But as a player, we're very emotional because we have passion for the game, that drive to win. Like, when I play another team, I watch their defense, how they do it, because I want to do more than them. I want to be better than them. So that's, and if we don't end up winning that game, then I'm like hurt, like I didn't do enough. That's how I feel after a game. I didn't do enough to help my team win.
Back to pass on play action. Lux loads up. Now he's got to get out of there, and Ogba's got him. The rookie with the sack.
I think it just comes to me. Like, sometimes right before the game starts, I'm like, oh, after the sack, I'm going to do this. Got it. Then after the sack, sometimes I just forget about it, and I just do some random stuff. I feel like it just happens in the moment.
On first down and 20, back to pass, looking, got hit. He's going down. They get the sack off the corner. And it's Emmanuel Ogba again.
Last year, one time, it's like, it just came in the moment. I like made like a little wall and like broke. I was like, oh. I watched the highlight. I was like, oh, wow, that looks nice. I was like, that looks nice. Boys from back home, they were like, man, Ogba, what are you doing? What was that? I'm like, it just happened. It was random. But they say it was definitely better than the other sack dance I did. I like bear crawled and like ran up to the field, and they were like, okay, that was way better than that. So you gotta stop that bear crawling one to the front and just do that one. That one's better. I'm definitely gonna do some something special every time I get a sack, so look forward to that.
On third down and 5, takes the snap. Back to pass, looking left. He got hit by Ogba, and down he goes, Emmanuel again.
Coach Jackson says it every time. It's not going to be like this ever again. I love that guy. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, he tries to give his players opportunity and chances to win games. You know, he pushes his players very hard. I remember one time at practice, I think I didn't get off the ball fast enough. Then he came up to him like, hey, I've seen you get off the ball way faster than that. Just tell me, hey, you need to get off. Then the next play, I did it. He was like, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I like. Somebody like Coach Jackson on your tail, like, hey, come on. Like, that motivates you. Like, just keep going. Hey, you got a little bit more left. Keep going. You got more left. Keep going. And I'm looking forward to big things this season. Knowing how the league works now since I got a year under my belt, I'm just ready to go out there, you know, do what I can, do my best to help this team win games.
You know, how do you think these additions impact us going forward and heading into the draft?
So I think these guys, you know, improve our roster right now. I think it was a very good start to the offseason for us, mm-hmm. helping our roster and ultimately get to where we want to be, and that is winning the Super Bowl.